The Beloit Lady Trojan volleyball team host number one ranked in 2A Ellenwood at 5 o'clock tonight. Beloit, after going 5-0 at Norton, will have a huge challenge tonight. The Lady Trojans are ranked 4th in 3A. Coach Brandy Paul knows it's going to be a great test, but a lot of fun playing the Ellenwood Eagles.
Well, Coach, then come the Ellenwood Eagles, number one and 2A, under the direction of Greg Maxwell, fresh off a double match win over two or three-time defending 1A champion Little River. And people say, well, it's just 1A. Well, Little River is loaded.
And yeah, they're legit.
It's a legit win. And then beat Hillsboro, who's number 8 in 3A, who beat Hoisington, who beat Halstead, who is defending champion. So here comes Ellenwood under the direction of Greg Maxwell tomorrow night. And if you're anywhere close to Beloit, Kansas, people better file in and watch a volleyball match. But talk about Greg Maxwell, the Ellenwood Eagles, and ironically, Greg's daughter Maya Maxwell is a manager at Kearney, and you just happen to have a player in Addie Butke who is a player at Kearney. So a little bit of a tidbit there. But what do you think of the Ellenwood Eagles coming into Beloit tomorrow night or tonight?
Oh yeah, yeah, they're always a battle. You know, we've had them in our schedule for 4 or 5 years now, and they're always a battle. You know, he always has them prepared, and they always have great athletes. But you're right, this year they are loaded. And we saw them this summer, and we battled with them. They're loaded. They have two D2 players that have already committed, and the rest of them are just quick and well experienced. I think they only lost one girl last year, and did they finish third? I'm thinking. In 2A last year, and were actually picked to win 2A. I have them picked. I'm with you. I have them picked to win. They're number one right now, and I have them picked to win 2A. And they're not. They're one of the best teams, you know, in Kansas right now, not just 2A. So it'll be a good game. It'll be a good game for us to see our strengths and weaknesses and what we need to do to get better. And you know, that's kind of been our motto this year, is take one game one week at a time. And so this is going to be a great game just to see where we're at, win or lose, and you know, see what we need to do to get better and compete with the best, you know, around here. So I'm super excited. The girls have had a tremendous week at practice tonight or last night, and you know, they're looking good, they're focused. So I hope we give a show, and I hope it's as good as a game as I think it can be. And I know we're going to battle to the end with this group I have, and they're not going to give up. And, you know, hopefully we come out with a W. I know it'll be a tough one, but like I said, win or lose, we're going to figure out where we're at as a team and what we need to do to get better, or what we need to make switches with or keep the same.
There were several Northern Plains League volleyball matches on Tuesday, including Sylvan beating Thunder Ridge in straight sets 25-19, 25-21, and then the second game 25-19, 25-18. Lily Pancost had 15 points and served the ball very strongly, according to Linda Herring, coach of Sylvan Lucas. Morgan Finkenbender had 10 kills, and Lily Pancost had 6. In other action, the Lakeside Knights and Rock Hills Grizzlies improved to 4-0 on Tuesday. Rock Hills went to Tipton and beat St. John's in 2-0, and then beat Natoma 2-0. Lakeside was in Scandia at the Pike Valley Triangular. Pike Valley lost to Lakeside 25-15, 25-18, and Osborne beat Pike Valley 25-20, 25-16. And then for the first time since 2022, Lakeside knocked off Osborne 25-27, 25-20, 25-19.